Mastering Basic English Grammar by Nagaki Kitayama, Margaret Yamanaka, Keiichiro Fukui. Recorded by Helen Morrison and
Jack Merluzzi.
Published by Seibido. Reading Practice 1. In the Doghouse. Dogs and cats are the most popular household pets. English has many expressions that relate to the custom of keeping pets. For example, if it is raining heavily, you might say that it's raining cats and dogs. If you and your sister are always arguing about one thing or another, you fight like cat and dog. Some expressions illustrate characteristics of dogs. Dogs work untiringly for their master. So, if you have had a long, hard day, you will probably be dog-tired. Eskimos and Australian Aborigines consider the furry animals to be good bed partners on very cold nights. Hence the term, which was later used by a 1970s rock and roll band, a three-dog night. Cats, on the other hand, are often described as sensitive animals. A quick-tempered woman will be considered catty, and if she is reluctant to give an opinion, she is pussy-footing around. When someone is happy, they might grin like a Cheshire cat. If people are excited about something new and in vogue, it will be the cat's pajamas. If you are not willing to speak up, someone might ask you, "What's wrong? Has the cat got your tongue?" When you give in and tell a secret, you will have let the cat out of the bag. However, if you then get into trouble, you will be in the doghouse for sure.
Dictation. 1. A master is a man in control of people, animals, or things. 2. The Cheshire Cat is a storybook character which has the power to appear and disappear quickly. 3. The tongue is a soft part in the mouth that moves around and is used for tasting and speaking. 4. A secret is something that is known by only a few people and not to others.